And of course, in own assessment, the last of SWOT analysis comes to threat. Now, threats are internal element within the control of the organization, but not always. Internal, yes, you can control them. But external events such as sluggish economies beyond your control. For example, many economies, especially developing economies, borrow from International Monetary Fund, World Bank, and different other bank sources to finance, to support the growth. And that's perfectly fine. Countries like Japan, countries like USA have borrowed huge funds, sometimes to the tune of their GDP, almost. India borrowed a lot of money. But we do it because we know our economy is growing. And that's an opportunity we grab. But as economy has slowed down, which is no showing sign of any GDP growth, there if they such do it, then you are damaging your own businesses. So external events such as sluggish economy is not in the control. It's a big threat. These days it's a big threat. Huge businesses have lost because of this sluggish economy. They could not create demand for their product, or they overspent. They budgeted for certain thing which did not happen. For example, Damani Airways came up. And they were, it would have survived, could have been one of the finest airline offering good services on business class. But because of the product and the pricing, Damani Airways disappeared because it could not meet the sluggish economy that time. And goes for Kingfisher, same thing. They reinvested the funds which were there for their own growth into some, same say goes for Jet Airways. I'm sorry, I have to give example, practical example for all of you to keep a track of what are the threats in the marketing planning process and how does that affect certain rising fuel prices resulted into many airline losing money. IATA records because of this losses. Many airlines I know have flown and are no more there. To name them, TWA, Pan American Airline, National Airline, US Airways, these airlines have gone just because of rising fuel prices and incompetent duplication of the routes. Also changing exchange rate, and this fits perfectly fine for India. We have been seeing dollar rate dropping, rupee dropping against dollar drastically. Now we are sitting with almost 87 to 88 rupees in exchange rate, which was so good just 4 or 5 years back. And this has resulted and made foreign travel more expensive because the buying power of rupee has been dropping. Emergence of competition on extreme weather. Now, extreme weather is very simple to understand for business climate, and emergence of competition. I give the example of international airline like Pan American, like TWA, like US Airways. These all disappeared because of competition, duplication of routes. Yes, because many airlines were operating the same route. This is what happened with another airline, Gulf Air. Some years back, Gulf Air lost their market share because from Gulf Air came 4 airlines. Gulf Air, UAE came out, especially Abu Dhabi came out with Etihad Airways, which was part of Gulf Air. Qatar was part of Gulf Air, came out with Qatar Airways. Oman came out from Gulf Air and now has Oman Air. So Gulf Air remained alone. a new airline formed, Emirates Airline, which was not part of any of the other airline. So emergence of a competition resulted into big threat because Gulf Air had identical routes. And that was a great threat for Gulf Air, and Gulf Air lost market share and started losing and was literally or financially bleeding. But now with the positive environment prevailing and they brought in new routes, they are seeing some growth. Let's see how much they will survive now. But yes, Bahrain is the only owner of Gulf Air now. I gave you this example to understand the possible threat that you have to bear in mind in the travel and tourism industry. Okay, then unforeseen political events, any political upheaval, military coup, or change of political leadership, change of government. All these political events have impact on businesses, don't forget. Look at what Trump has done. New tariffs, politically change scenario for visas. And many countries where coup came up, people have stopped going. Look at Iraq, what happened. Look what was happening in Afghanistan some years back when they were fighting. Look at Israel, which had a flight regularly going from Mumbai by Air India, but because of the attack on Gaza for last 2 years and Palestine, airline has stopped operating. Yes, so I hope you have understood the entire SWOT analysis importance in marketing planning process, and there is a special heading of SWOT analysis. Without SWOT analysis, no marketing plan is complete. Now we come to marketing objectives and goals. I take a cut here. So after reading in detail about, learning in detail about the SWOT analysis, we take a step further in the marketing planning process. And now we focus on marketing objectives in the marketing plan. Which marketing objectives we refer to goals. So when we talk about the goal, what are goals or objectives? Basically, they are part of a long-term cooperative strategy. B, they are measurable in terms of sales. So whatever is the target, that's the measurable in terms of sales. Then we have product-specific or segment-specific goals. Likewise, it has time period specific goals, certain things to be achieved in a specific time period. Then the goal is also forward looking and realistic in marketing term. This is where the importance of a marketing objective is. You should be realistic depending on the market terms and trend in relation to available budget. Now, many of the marketing plans didn't see the light of the day simply because they did not have available budget. Few airlines dropped because they did not have enough budgets to remain in the market. Because like every business, even airlines have certain periods called gestation period. The returns don't keep up so fast, despite whichever market you work on. That's why you see many airlines which have disappeared because they did not have enough budget to bring in aircraft according to the market need which was created. And then, of course, the marketing objective also means agreed upon and approved by the management. So on realistic basis, the management agree on something and approve on something. And this is where you work. So this is where you agree upon and approved by the management on the marketing objectives. Now, marketing budgets, I have been continuously saying the cost will also be included to achieve that marketing plan and for what and how you will bring in budget for that. So the cost or the budget refers to, it determines the expenses put aside in order to secure targeted sale volume and revenue. So the cost of the budget that would be required are set aside. Then you need operational capital. Other than the budget that has been kept aside, which could be on a permanent cost basis. So it is required to achieve desired sales objective through expenses on marketing and action plan. So to be successful in the market, to bring awareness about your product, you need to put up certain expenses on marketing. And marketing expenses in the initial stage not necessarily get you revenue. Sometimes you have to wait for a year or so that your product gets aware in the market, brings in awareness and starts selling. So an interaction is required with marketing management to know their views on what can be achieved in reality. Of course, with the allocated budget and the target. That's why when inflation rises, many budgets fall short of the amount allocated in the initial stage, and additional budgets are required. Though many budgets have this provision in budget allocation of expectancy of inflation. But if inflation shoots up, then there is a shortfall. Many international budgets have flopped simply because what they calculated initially was actual expenses that started happening were bigger than what was calculated. Look at the cost. Let me put this way. When initially underground metros work would have started, the cost have been calculated something different because this budget, this completion of the work got delayed due to COVID and various other technical reasons and political reasons. So metro that was supposed to start in 2021 started in 2025 total run. So obviously due to inflation, the cost would have gone up. So additional budget would have come in. So interaction is required with marketing management to know their view on what can be achieved in reality. And with the allocated budget and the target. So budget plays a very important role. What you hear finally, when any marketing plan is announced, you are told so much budget has been allocated for it. But in course of time, the budget changes. One of the factors is inflation. The second factor is possibly a fund that was supposed to come in from some financial institution stopped coming and you need to go to another borrowing area. Various things work into that. So understand all that. Then in the planning process of a marketing plan and deciding the marketing mix. So marketing mix refers to distribution and other marketing activities. Such activities are necessary to influence and motivate buyers to choose required volumes of particular product. You have to deciding on the marketing mix, what will be the marketing mix in cooperation with your product marketing. Because to attract, what they say is like, what carrot are you showing to get your market share increase? And that is planning and deciding the marketing mix. And this whole process takes a long time. That's why marketing plan process is not a simple idea. You need to put a lot of heads together. Planning and deciding the marketing mix, you decide a marketing mix enlists the type of activities taking place in support for each identified product. Some product awareness can be created by distributing free samples. Some awareness of a product can be coming in through another source, some additional value added to that product. You will hear many times, you are one of those 500 lucky winners. You are getting straight 50% off if you buy. This is some sort of a marketing mix that they do. All activities that can take place in support of each identified product to get the market share on a periodic basis. Marketing mix may also refer to brochure production, your handouts, your brochures, etc. Distribution, advertising, merchandising in retail travel agency have different timelines that require management skill in scheduling these activities. That's why for any such thing, you pick up a person with expertise, with a background, with the knowledge, who can come in and schedule all these activities in a systematic manner in a marketing planning process. So for example, a collateral production for a particular product that has to be done, no matter if it is going on e-format, like many destination boards are focusing on sustainable tourism promotion. Say, for example, India, sustainable tourism. So we have to pick up and print collateral for that, where India has been successful in implementing sustainable tourism. Which part of India, which state is running a sustainable tourism attractions? And where is the future plan of marketing sustainable tourism? So any state, starting from Kerala to Sikkim to Northeast state to Odisha, all these states have joined hands in sustainable tourism and have successfully done it. Other states are supposed to be coming in. They do have policy of sustainable tourism. I'm just adding this to you to understand the importance of marketing mix. In the marketing planning process, the next step comes the measurement, monitoring and evaluation and control, which is like taking an account of what you have done or continuously monitoring what is ongoing. This is like watching a baby or infant or a toddler growing as a child and then as a teen. As you have to monitor all that, likewise a business is a growing product and that needs to be monitored, evaluated, and control. It's important to know whether we are on the right track. Are we going in the right direction as what we have done in our marketing planning, at what we have spelled out, at what we have put on a paper? Are we in the same direction? Have we achieved the desired goal and objectives or not? This is evaluation. This is the measurement activity. This is the monitoring activity and the control activity. Before it is too late, they say, put your control up. If you find somebody who has been hired as a marketing or a sales expert is not able to deliver, possibly he has been hired on the highest pay scale, then instead of giving a long time, a long rope to that person, you can remove him or her faster so that you can at least save on the cost. So is it possible to monitor result for each market for product on the period basis? You need to think on that. Now we look at the market planning process for tour operator as an example. This is picked up as an example to understand marketing planning of a tour operator. So what they are monitoring at? Status of booking or pattern of online booking. If someone has launched an online booking platform, they will see how many bookings are coming in. Have they generated inquiries? And are those inquiries converted into sales? Customer recall to advertisement. I saw your ad. I'm calling you for this, which means whatever you have mixed up as a marketing mix has getting results. So your investment in promotion and distribution is showing you result. That's an evaluation process for a tour operator. Efforts on sales due to sales promotion. Measurement of customer satisfaction level. How happy the customer is. How the customer is happy with the product that you have launched, including the quality, about conducting customer satisfactory study. All that survey that need to be done, a travel agent or a tour operator will do as a marketing planning process in evaluation. And of course, the corporate communication role of marketing planning, wherever in travel and tourism business, seeks valuable contribution from their staff in the preparation of marketing plan. And a good marketing team would always invite right from the smallest staff, which is a frontline staff, to the highest management level at different meeting to put their thought together so that evaluation stage goes and communication never stops. So with that staff feedback and its involvement, it is possible to decide objective and formulate marketing plan that can be conveyed suitably. Also, it is important for service business to have direct interaction between staff and the customers on site. So many a time, as you may be knowing, there are closed circuit TV, the senior management monitor the staff as well. Or sometime if the customer is known to the senior management, he or she steps out of her cabin or her office to speak to the customer. These are all communication role that play a very important role in the growth. And last, of course, some of the activities are marketing plan is an effective tool to communicate with the stakeholder outside the company. The marketing plan is never made a public plan, because it's not for public to see, but definitely stakeholder who has an interest, who is an investor, who is a partner, must know the activity. So it's an approach to even bank. Bank also asks, put up your marketing plan. What are you looking at? What is your strength? What are you going to do? What is your staff strength? What is your SWOT analysis? An approach to banks or other investor in tourism project funding by the World Bank or similar sources always needs a business plan in which marketing is primarily competent. With this, I conclude my lecture. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. It was indeed my pleasure to talk to you and share my knowledge with you. Once again, thank you very much for listening to me.